shayla on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is coming to be machadish. What are the kinyanim by Yigisha? The Mishnah says by erasing the three ways for Yigisha to be koin herself, or a man to be koin Yigisha. And then there's two ways that she's koin herself afterwards. L'chayr, the Mishnah didn't speak out that there's a kinyan of Nisuin, chuppah. And how do you make chuppah? Why did the Mishnah speak out that how do you finish the kinyan? The Mishnah only spoke out part of the kinyan, the kedushin. What happened to the chuppah? Ubefrat lemaisitz amachlekes rishonim what chuppah is. We'll say on the kitzur shitas harambam. It's yichud, yichud aroy lebia shitas haran in the beginning of ksubis. It's lahaviyos on the beisa shitas toisvis. It's to cover her face with a veil. We're noyig, we do all three. Oh, it's a grace of machlegis rishonim. It would have been much more simple if the Mishnah would have told us what it was. Meaning, b'chayra, we wouldn't have had a machlegis rishonim. Yeah, as it's not as davar pashut u'barer me'elav. As what's shot in the Mishnah? Why does the Mishnah speak out? How you kain an isha with chuppah? What's chuppah? To speak out, it's maybe enter the house, being misyachid with her. Why doesn't it tell us what chuppah is? Ha'ara on the Mishnah. As efshi, you could be miyashu ba'oifin zeh. The Ramban starts off through Hasishus that koidim matan toira, it used to be a ish would take a isha to his house and they would be married. After matan toira was nischadish, that if you want to marry a isha, you don't just do nisuin. You do kedushin also. As kum tochay says, ishus koydim matan toira, and is ishus la'acha matan toira. Ishus koydim matan toira is what the goyim have harayim. There's no erisin, there's no nisuin. You get married. It's one step. Everything happens in one step. You bring it to your house, you're married. Oh, but ishus of la'acha matan toira was mishtane, that you do it in madregas. This kinyan number one, kedushin. Erisin, and then kinyan number two, you mashlamit, you do a chuppah. As lefi zeh, lefi, you could say gishmak abshat. That what chuppah is, the Mishnah is not being machadish, because whatever it was koydim matan Torah. That's not the chiddush of the Torah. What's the chiddush of the Torah? The chiddush of the Torah is the musig of kedushin. By goyim, there's no musig of kedushin. As mishnayis are Torah. As the Mishnayis are coming to teach us the Chidushim of the Torah. As the Mela, the Mishnayis handles Kedushim and it doesn't handle Nisuin. That would be Efsha Kavon or Mahalach, Fibi Shitas HaRambam, why the Mishnah doesn't say what Chuppah is. The Mishnah then says, Obeishama Yomrim, Bedino Beshava Dino, Obeisilama Bepruta, Ubeshava Pruta. In the Pirish of Pruta, what is a Pruta? The Avni Meluim in Simon Chav Zayin, Sif Kotten Aleph, is Miyased, is Yisaydus Diga Machlechis Rishonim, Shwamish has a Nafkemina Ledina. The Torah says you have to be Makadish with Kesef. What does the word Kesef mean? The Marshal of Katzla was hiring you to write the Chumash. As when the Torah says Kesef, how would you be Metargimit on the other side? What does the word Kesef mean? As the Rambam and the Rif both say that Pruta, in Kol HaTorah Kula, whenever the Shir is Pruta, wherever it says Kesef, is Chatzi So'ira Shel Kesef. It's a Shir of silver. That's the size of a chatzi seira. Zogta avni meluim, meduyik in the Rambam and the Rif la locha. If you ever want to buy something with a pruta, you want to be makadish and isha with a pruta. How do you figure out what a pruta is? You have to look how much the shear of a chatzi seira of kesef is, and whatever it is at that time, that's what a pruta is. As Lafi said, Bisman has said that the price of silver is very high. As what then? What's the share of a pruta? Goes up in value. It's a big chiddush, because usually the shiurim of the Torah were given kifi the times of the Torah. It wasn't given kifi what's going to change afterwards. But the Avni Malum is Madayik, the Rambam and the Rif, that they don't give a share of how much value. They give a share of the amount of silver that it's Meduyik L'divrayim, that Lahalocha, in every dar, you look at a Chatzi Soir of Kesef, how much it is. The Avni Malum later on in Simon Chav Zayin, not in this one, he says that Miran, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Where did the Rambam get it from? Like all Shiurim, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It's a Chatzi Soir of Kesef. As the Avni Malum learns Lafi Divrayim, the word kesef in the Torah means silver. Like there's different parzels, this gold, zav, kesef, nechoshes. Of zav, kesef, nechoshes of the Mishkan, when it says kesef, it means silver. As when the Torah says kesef, when it's talking about buying things and making chaloisim with money, kesef literally means kesef. Thus is the mahalach of the Avni Malum Das HaRambam. The Avni Nezer is mefakfek on the Rambam. And the Avni Nezer says it could be even the Rambam's moide that kesef means shavyas. Just the Rambam's coming to say, how do you know what the shavyas is? How do you know what shavyas is kesef? As he said, you figure out the shavyas based on a chatzi seir of kesef. But it's not muchach in the Rambam that he learns that kesef means silver. Kinireh, the Avni Meluim, was medayik stimus HaRambam, that he just says it's a piece of silver that's a chatzi seira, and he doesn't say it's the value. It's mashma that he mamish learned it literally. Okay, step number one is the Avni Meluim v'das HaRambam, the Avni Nezer dance, kach hoiluch the Avni Meluim. The Avni Meluim brings a ritva on Daf Yud Aleph, which is not that way. The Ritva says kesef is from what we call bizman hazeh, money. In English, geld, Yiddish, b'chule. Kesef doesn't mean silver. Kesef means matbeya hayotze, the value, a dollar bill, shekel. It means a davar hashaveh mamon. It has value, it has worth. That's what kesef means. And the Ritva says that which the Mishnah says you could be Makadish with a pruta is lavdafka, because a pruta is nechoshes, it's not kesef. As why could you use the coin pruta of those times? Midin shavi kesef. And he says the Mishnah is not kedid, because anyway kesef just means mamon. So meila, therefore, the Mishnah said pruta. The Avni Meluim continues, Rashi is meduyik like the Ritva, not like the Rambam. Why? Because Rashi in the Mishnah says, Pruta shel nechoshes. L'chayra, if Rashi held like the Rambam, he should have told us it's a sheer kesef of chatzi soira, like the Rambam and the Rif on the Targum Pruta. He doesn't say it. He says it's shel nechoshes. Mashman Rashi, that kesef doesn't mean kesef. It's a value. What's the value? The value of a pruta shel nechoshes of the times of the Mishnah that was printed. The Achreinim dan lefi ze, as how do you know what the value of a pruta is? Lefi Rashi bishleim lefi the Rambam. The way you know the value of a pruta is you take a chatzi seira shel kesef and you see it's how much it's sold in the shuk. Aba bizman hazeh, how are we going to know what a sheer prut is? Echad mishmoina v'isar italki. The isar italki doesn't exist anymore. Whatever money they have is zichonat isar and prutas. Yeah, it's something else. How are we going to know? How are we going to know the shavis? Bishleim lefi the Rambam, it's a davar kavua. It's a set thing. You always take a chatzi seir of kesef. That's what it is. Aba lefi Rashi, it's pruta. What does it mean? As the Sman Choshen Mishpat says, that pruta means something that you could buy something in the shuk for. Something that you go to a store and buy something. As literally translated, the Olam translates pruta as penny. It's a mistake, because Bizman Hazeh, I don't think you could buy anything for a penny. A realize how much is it? Chvesnish. Maybe there's a dollar store, 10-cent store, Chvesnish, whatever you can find. Of it's the lowest matveya that you could buy something with. That's what the Sma says. That's what pruta means. Pruta means the lowest shava mamin. What does shava mamin mean? Something that you could buy something in a store. That's mamanis. What do you have money for? To buy things. As the value of a pruta is the lowest coin in the namasi, whatever it's called, that you could buy something in the store with. Thus is the... As kum tochoyz, yamni melurz miyasid, we have yisaydis dikamachleikis, what kesef is. The Rambam, the Rish, the Avni Mulum learns means it's silver, a value of silver. And Rashi, the Ritva, learned that it's Momin, Shabbos. Frek the Avni Mulum, Bishleim, according to the Rambam. It's very mavur what the Rishonim over here handle. How do you know Shava Kesef ki Kesef? Maybe you could only make a Chalais Kedushin when you're using something that's silver. As then, that works. But when something that's not silver, that's not Kesef, Mechatesi, it works. Aber, if you learn that all Pruta is a value... As what's the chiddush that shavu kesef is kikesef? What are the rishonim ask? How do you know shavu kesef is kikesef? Every item has value. If you use a pen, it's the same as a pruta. As misvara, if all money means is money, as every is a value that you could buy something in the store, as every item you could has a value that you could buy something with it in the store. As what's the chiddush that shavu kesef is kikesef? Das frek the avni mulum. Nainu, the feet, the Rambam, the Rif, the chiddush is even when it's not silver, you could use it. But the feet Rashi that it means value, as everything has value. As if all kesef means is value, as what's the chiddush of shavu kesef kikesef? As Reb Shmuel wants to say, how do you know that kesef means value? From the fact that there's a ribuy of shava kesef kikesef, therefore we come and we say, what's shat shava kesef kikesef? Must be kesef means value. As the whole Rashi and the Ritva are only after the ribuy. That's how Reb Shmuel wants to answer the shaila of Avni Meluim. However, it's a very big chiddush. Pashas is not mashma that way, but that was nischadish afterwards. Lule devrayem ayinira, even lefi, the other Rishonim, the zikhar amayla of coins and bills over shava kesef. And there was a havamina that you could only use bills and coins. Of other things you can't use. The shal is why. If all money means is value, is my nafkamina if I take out the 10 shekel bill? Or if I hand over a Gemara that's worth 10 shekel, a kol shava. As efshe you could go ba'ayfin zeh. If you want to go into a store and buy a zikr, if I'm going to come to the guy here, Zol Dafne, I'm going to bring my Gemara Kedushin and say, okay, I want a drink. He's going to look at me and not take the Gemara. Even though I know he knows the Gemara is worth much, much more than 10 shekel. For sure. But there's something which is yoytze b'hoysa in the shop. As the havamina was, you could only use kesef because kesef is yoytze b'hoysa in the shuk. When you want to buy something, you don't come with a chevetz. You don't give him a pen. You don't give him your jacket. You don't give him a chevetz. You give him money. As the havamina was that the Torah's matbid, you have to use money. You can't use something which is could be have the value of money, but it's not money mamish. Because that's why the Rishonim held, you need a ribuy of shavu kesef kikesef, even though money means value. But money is much more useful than shavu kesef. As there was a havamina, there's a kapeda to use money dafka. It needs a hesber why it should be that way. Okay, but that's the tchilas of the As Kogan called, we wanted to establish what kesef is. Avni Mulum learns it's a machlekes, Rashi and the Ritva. Does it mean a level of silver, or does it mean a value of money? Then we went the next step. So what's the chiddush of shavah kesef kekesef? Zok tav nimalun lefi the Rambam and the Rif. It's go pashit. The chiddush is you could use something that's not kesef. Lefi Rashi, the chiddush is you could use something that's not money. That's what we want to say. Now we just want to add one point that'll make it easier for the olam to understand that in those days the coins were made of silver. As we made love, all the coins had silver. As that's where the shaila starts. Nowadays, where our coins are made of junk and our bills are made of junk, is when you talk about money, is kesef, Zaylam right away has a little bit of a problem relating to it. As in those days, all the coins were made from metal, yukarim, kesef, bonachoshes. The value of the coin was kefi, the amount of silver that was in it. As a pruta, Zabdamiri had a very low level of silver in it. A dinar had a higher level of silver in it. And as the money was really worth what it had in it. It just helps you to understand the Rambam and the Rif much better, that even though it says kesef, it means the value, because in those days the matbeis were taka to feel the value of silver. That's the way it worked. That was the matbeis value. Okay. Thus is the... Yeah. And now let's see the Taisus. Isha Nikmis. Hacha Tani Behe. Vachem Bekama Duchtin Gadi Isha Vihisha Tani Behe. Kimoya Isha Shahocha, Isha Shahal Shaila, Isha Shanisalmala, Isha Mekadesh. The Kosha de Bahida Tanam Besulanisis, a Milo Tani Absulanisis. Why sometimes it says a hey before and sometimes it doesn't say hey. As Taisus is two mahalachim. One mahalach is when it's koyakra, as hey is hey ayidia. As the Marim Brachos Beis Amir Aleph says, that all the Mishnayis, Torah Shabbat Peh, is based on Torah Shabbat Ksav. As the Mela, when the Tana is writing it, he's saying, I'm talking about what it says in the Torah. Oh, the hey ayidia. We're going on the Pasuk in the Torah. As the Mela, that's why when it's in the Torah, it's going on the Pasuk at Torah, hey ayidia. When it's speaking about idea that's not in the Torah before, it doesn't say the hey. That's the first mahalach of Taisus. Taisus then fears ois dahagabi yivama k'tani hayivama. The tzarech bia, what does Taisus want? Taisus asked the question. He said, Ahish is in the pasuk, and psula is not in the pasuk. Because what is Taisus handling with yivama? Is that the marsham and the marshat? Yes. As the Marshal wants to say, he was bothering Taisus that it doesn't say Hagisha Shinas Amala in the Torah. Taisus says, what's the Isha Mavureres Bekra? Gabi Nisuin. Aba by Nis Amala, there's no Mavureres Bekra. As that's what Taisus was asking. Yeah. The Marshal is Doicha, the Marshal's Pshat. He says, and Taisus should have brought it in the beginning. And he says, very Gishmak. He answers the Marshal's question. That once there's one Isha who the Torah spoke about in marriage, as whenever we're talking about any angle in marriage, we always call her Ha'isha. The Isha that was Nisis, if afterwards she's Nis'amala, or afterwards the Isha that was Nisis was Halach Baila. As even though there's no pasuk in the Torah about a Isha Shahalach Baila or Isha Shanis'amala, it doesn't make a difference. We're talking about the Isha in the Torah. That's what the Marshal says. Aye, so what does he want with Hayyufama? Azagda Malshah Gishmak of Shah. That what Taisus was donning, maybe you'll answer me that in the beginning of the Masechta it says a hey. And not in the beginning of the Masechta, it doesn't say a hey. Zag Taisus, you see, not that way, because Hayyufama is not in the beginning of the Masechta. And it still says a hey. As you see, even when it's not in the beginning of the Masechta, it still says a hey. And then Taisus' second mahalach is it's just that's the way you speak. As the Tana sometimes says it, the way it more flows with the speech. Oh, but there's no reason for it to answer. Yeah. One time heard from a Choshev Mashgiach, he says when Bachrim start the Masechta with this Taisus, as a lot of Bachrim are like half sleeping when they learn it. Like, who cares what it says, hey? If it doesn't say, hey, it's not a lomdish Taisus. You run through it, Abba Taisus. You see, Taisis made a whole asik out of it. You see the Amelus Batayra of the Rishayim. How every letter of Taira is important. And every letter, even an extra hey, to notice where it says it, where it doesn't say it. They had an emesach shivas of Taira. It's a memela. Ah, this is the way you start the mesechta. And what it is for us is the pachas of limud, how you see how yakar Taira is, even though we're not holding on Taisis' level, of the pachas to have an appreciation. Taira is ma'ayd yakar. Every letter of it. Okay. Let's move on. Beishamai Aimrim Bedino. The Mesechta Idi is Tali Lagabi Kule Beishamai Bechumre Beisel. Avagav di Kivle Kdusha Miachar Havi Beishamai Lechumra. What? Why is it a Chumra? The man of Shochi Mekudesh is to one or two. As the Taisis Rosh adds on Taisis, the Taisis means if the Rishon was Nifter. As then, now, it'll be Lechumra, because now it switches over. Ober lav lahochi mitchel kidarminam biyuma ki itchel l'inyan oig melech ha-basha. Enochinami, there is a tzir where it comes out that there's a chumra to Beis Shammai, but that's not what they were handling in the Beis Medrash. As Memela, we don't list it as the chumrim of Beis Shammai. Frank the Bnei Yeshua, the Gemara later on says that if you're Makadish with Pachas Mikashir in a place, it's always Safik Mekudeshes. Why? Because we're Choshesh, maybe there's a place in the world where it's Shava more. As Memela, you're always Mekudeshes, Misafik, even if you're Makadish with Pachas Mishavadina. As Kum Techois, it's never Nogeya, even if you're Makadish with Pachas Mishavadina. You can't say according to Beis Shammai you're Eina Mekudeshes. You're Mekudeshes Misafik. Nah, the dogma. The Gemara later on is talking about you Mekadesh with a Tamra in Eretz Yisrael. As an Eretz Yisrael, the Tamar is Pachas Mishavik Dina. But maybe there's a place in the world that's Shavik Dina, as you'll be Mekudeshes. As Kum Techois, you can't say the Nafgamina is Klapi the first Kedushin. Because anyway, you're always going to be Mekudeshes Misafik. Because maybe it has a value somewhere else. That's Frek de Pnei Yeshua. As the only time it's ever Negei is Klapi a second Kedushin. Because the first Kedushin, even by Pachas Mishavadina, still you're going to be Mekudeshes Misafik. Yeah. As you could argue on the question, that fault, but you don't get an Einish Misafik. As it's still a nafkamina ledina that you don't get a einish. I know if Yishes Mekudeshes bepachas midina lefi Beis Shammai, and then she's nizane, she's not going to get an einish. As we're handling klapi the einish, that's how you could answer. However, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz in his first shir in Shari Chaim, he wants to buy that vice to chayis. The Gemara only said v'choishes shemesh shava pruta b'madai in shitas Beis Hillel. That holds the shear is pruta. Not in Shitas Beis Shammai that holds the shear is dina. However, in order to understand the pulpula, we have to learn the sugya later on of Shemeshava pruta of the Mandai. As we'll leave it for now. But that's the Shiloh of the Bnei Yeshua, Balapata Shemalach, and Efshir Lomda Shemalach, we have to see in the Efshir.
Why this whole give a pruta itself?
If you give a coin, you don't say Shemesh Shavu Pruta V'Madai. But being that the Mishnah also said Shavu Pruta, as a Mela, that's why he was learning Klapi. The Shavu Pruta, it's always going to be that way. Good.
He said there's no Einish.
Yeah, if you don't get the Chiv, you don't get the Chiv Mises Pez, you don't get the Chenek, yeah. Okay. Now this is the Chelik Rishon. Now let's move on to the big Yisoides Degeinion of Shava Kesef Kesef. The next Taisis. Frek Taisis. And the Mishnah is Mavur that Shava Kesef is Kesef. Because the Mishnah says that you could be Mekadesh with a Shava Dina and a Shava Krika. Frek Taisis. We know on the Shava Kesef Kesef. How do we know Shava Kesef is Kesef? Now there's a big Hadgosha. When Taisis asked the question, Toises is madish the haksiv kesef. Meduyikin Toises. If the Torah never said kesef, as then we wouldn't ask, we know the shavu kesef kiski kesef. Of in places where the Torah says the word kesef, maybe kesef is dafka. Kach is mudgish, but Toises come upon it. That only where it says kesef, Toises is done. If it wouldn't say kesef, it's miswarish. Have a kesef, it's a kesef. Why not? Oh, boy, it says lehek in the Torah, do it with kesef. Frank Toises says, Epsha kesef dafka, mechetes nishavi kesef, works also. So Toises, when Toises asks the question, the lakaman, mi voy le krog, have you ever every yoshev le rabbish, shavi kesef, ki kesef. What's Toises getting here? Explains the Marsha al derech hapshat. Maybe you'll tell me shavu kesef ki kesef is a svara. What could be the svara? Anyway, the whole thing is value. Because what do I care if I'm using kesef, shavu kesef? It has the same value anyway. Abizoktesis, we see by Evet Ivri, you need a xeris akosef to teach me shavu kesef iske kesef. As we see, it's not a svara. Azay over here, how do you know Shavu Kesef is Kesef? The MS, the Rishonim, answer on Tosis, and Bez Hashem will learn them by Rikos tomorrow. They learn Shavu Kesef is Kesef Misvara. That's the big machlekes. The Amman, Rashba, Ritva on Tosis. As Tosis over here is coming Lafuke, the Terrence. Don't tell me like the Amman, Rashba, Ritva. Shavu Kesef is Kesef Misvara. Hareshi by Evid Ivri, that you need a posse. Thus is pshat in Toises. Frek de Malsha a bomba kasha. Frek de Malsha, Toises is going to say later on that by Evid Ivri, the reason why you need a pasuk is for a local reason by Evid Ivri. Toises is going to say that you would think that by Evid Ivri you can't do Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef because being that he was Gorim Loi Limkar, because he was over the Avera, being nice even nice and in Perish Shvias, as there's a Knas, we said he can't use Shavu Kesef and we could only use Kesef. Once Tosis says that at the end of Tosis, as then you could say, Shavu Kesef is Ki Kesef Misvara. Why by Evid Ivri do you need a Pasik? Because there's a svar to be machmer by Evid Ivri. He didn't have Eder. We want to be machmer on him. As why does Tosis have to be masik? That Shavu Kesef Iske Kesef Mishavu Gzeres Akosiv. Hare, you can learn Shavu Kesef Iske Kesef Mishvara. Like Tosis started off. Tosis wrote a raya from Evid Ivri. Over there is different. Because Evid Ivri, he didn't have Eder. The Torah wants to be machmer on him and give him a knas. Dos frek the Malshah. The Malshah has three strong questions on the Tosis. This is Shaila number one of the Malshah on the Tosis. A very strong question. But what's the Pshat in Tosis? Zog the Makne avot. Zog the Makne, Vais the Chais. If Shavu Kesef is Ki Kesef Misvara, as then you can't come and tell me that in Evid Ivri, maybe it's different because he did an Aveira. If Shavu Kesef is Ki Kesef Misvara, we wouldn't use such a Svara. Only after Tosis is Mechadish, that Shavu Kesef is Ki Kesef Mishum a Riboy, as then you could say, if you need a Riboy, as then you can make Svaras to be Mechalik while you can't learn it out. But if Shavu Kesef is Ki Kesef Misvara, as we wouldn't use the Svar of Tosis later on. Lazov Biri Makne. And the Shad is, what's the Hezber of the Makne? Mainaf Gemin. As you could say, Balabatish, or you could say it Noch Tifa. You could say Kipshuta. There's certain Svaras that are not the greatest. But if you're coming to learn it out from somewhere, it's called a Pircha. It's not exactly the same. Like a Pircha Koldu. As this Svara, Evid Ivri did an Avera, that's why he became an Evid Ivri. That's not such a strong Svara. If you're coming to learn it out of somewhere else, I can say, okay, it's not exactly the same, maybe over here is different. But to be a Svara Bifnei Atzmai, it's not strong enough to be a Svara Bifnei Atzmai. That's one way of saying it. But Be'etzem, you could say it much, much sharper and deeper. You could explain the makna ba'oifin zeh. Very gishmak. If shava kesef is kekesef misvara, what does it mean? When the Torah says kesef, it means value. There is absolutely no difference between kesef and shava kesef. Everything is money. Everything has value. As what are you going to say? So he did an avera, he can't use shava kesef. Why not? It's all equal. It's all the same. Why should there be a difference? If you learn shava kesef is not kekesef and you need a riboy, as then it comes out, there's two sugim of tashlumen. There's a sug tashlumen, sug aleph, money, that I can go to the store and use. And then there's a sug tashlumen, sug base. I'm paying you with a pen, I'm paying you with a shirt. That's a sug base tashlumen. As if there's two musagim in tashlumen, there's sug aleph, money. Money is. And then there's sug base, something that shove a money. As then I could say, well, by Eved, I'll give him a knas that he can't use sug base, he should use sug aleph. Oh, but there's only sug aleph and sug beis. If you need a ribui to tell me shava kesef is kekesef, the reason why you need a ribui is because it's sug beis. As you need a ribui to tell you sug beis works. Oh, but if misvara shava kesef is kekesef, there aren't two levels. There aren't two madregas of kesef. I call the same thing. As if everything's the same, what are you going to say? If every did an avera, so what? Abba. Shava kesef and kesef hakol echad. That l'chayr is a shayna hesber b'divrei hamakne. Why Tosis, even after he says this svara later on, doesn't go back to his original havamina like the rishonim that shava kesef is kikesef. Okay, as that's shayla number one, shayla of the Moshe. The Pnei Yeshua asks another question. Every yeshiva bacher knows when we start Masechet Kedushin, what's the first sugya? Shava kesef kekesef. Frag the Pnei Yeshua, why don't we have a tosis in kinyanim? How do you know by kinyan sadeh shava kesef is kekesef? Why is tosis answering the question only by kedusha isha? By every kinyan in the world that you're koyin with kesef, tosis should ask me nine shava kesef kekesef. Tosis is a one kind of kinyan kesef. On Gdushin. Why didn't Tosis is on the kinyan kesef that we have in Kol HaTorah Kula? Whatever you could buy with kesef.
That is what we said before, maybe Gdushin is under Chumer.
I'm not sure what you mean. I'm sure it's a good thought. We'll talk about it later. About Koydim called the question. As does Frek the Pnei Yeshua on Tosis. Like, what's going on? Tosis is Dafka in the Q. The only place we found Kesef was by Kedushin. It works a lot. I'm petrified to say this. But L'chayra, there's a Pasha de Teres. It's the first mission that says there's Kinyan Kesef. Does anyone have a raya not that way? Enochinami, Tosis could have asked it by Karka too. The Miri asked the Kasha by Karka too. Abagrada, the first Mishnah we hit that you're buying something with Kesef, the Mishnayis later on say you buy Karka with Kesef, it handles if you buy. Okay, but we can't say that. I'm still shivering. I'm not going to say. My Sepeishu is the Shaila. As what Tosis is asking, only on Kedushin, you should ask it by it. Efshe the Pnei Yeshua means that Tosis should have been Magish when he asked the question, that the same question you could ask by Ulkinyan Karka, by Ulkinyan Kesef. You should ask in Kol HaTorah Kula, why does he only ask it by Kedushin? As in the Sefer HaZikaron, Eish Tomid, they bring down from the Chaim Briskil. The Chaim Briskil said a yishuv on the shayla of the Pnei Yeshua. Vice to chois that by every kinyan it's not a chiddush of a kesef, it's a kesef. Over there it's poshut. Only by kedushin it's a chiddush that shavik kesef is a kesef. Aye, what's the chilek between kinyanim and shav chaloisim kedushin? Now, the way it's printed there is one way. We're going to explain it the way Mustamer Reb Chaim said. What Reb Chaim said was, Bishlema by Kedushin, Yeshafing a Chalois Kedushin. As that Kedushin is a Chiddush of the Torah. As when you're shafing a chalois of the Torah, maybe there's a kpeda kesef dafka, but not shava kesef. Tosis is mavur by Eved Ivri and the Zikin. There's a tzad kesef is dafka, because over there you're doing the perayim choy, or it's a chalois of the Torah, Eved Ivri. As over there, there's a havamina that kesef is dafka. Masha Enkin by Shah Kinyonim. Kinyonim is not a musik of the Torah. Kaidaman Torah, they were Kinyonim also. It's a musik ba'ifin klali. It's a svar that when people want to do things, they buy it. As over there, it's not a mechudish dika chalois. As a father, you could use shavu kesef ki kesef. Meaning, if it's a mechudish deka chalois, it's a chalois gedushin, a chalois of the Torah, as then efshar dafka kesef. There's a way to make it. But if it's misrora, as then the lashon over there is mechira, is not a chalois. Yeah, tzarek bir. Dive is it. Yeah, a father mechira is a chalois. Yeah. With what Abtaiching, what he meant is it's a chalois misrora. The Efshar, you could be Moisef to Reb Chaim, what his Talmidim were Mazber in the Yisoid of Kinyanim, and then Reb Chaim is Golgivaldi. Reb Chaim, Reb Shimon, and Reb Elchon, the two brothers of Talmidim of Reb Chaim, have a huge Yisoid in all Kinyanim. They bring a Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Kuf Beis, Heinen Advarim Aniknim Ba'amira, that sometimes you can make a Maisa Kinyan with an Amira. You don't even need a Maisa Kinyan. And they boy from there that the Iker of the Kinyan is the Gemira's Das. The Maisa is just the Hechatimsa to make the Gemira's Das. But what shafts the Kinyan is the Gemira's Das. The Fidi Yisoid of Reb Elchanan and Reb Shimon, Reb Chaim is Mamish Gozis. By Kinyanin, the Maisa doesn't shaft the Kinyan, it's the Gemira's Das. As it's the das that chops the Kinyan. As if it's the das that chops the Kinyan, what do I care what you're using in the Maisa? Kesef, Shava Kesef. It's not the Iker anyway. But by Kedushin, the Maisa chops the Chalois Kedushin. As they could be paid, they had to do the Maisa. Okay. As thus is the grace of Shiloh of the Pei Yeshua. Why is Tosis only handling Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef by Kedushin? What happened to Mekach Umemka? Kol HaTayr Kula is the Kinyan from Kesef. Why didn't Tosis say this in Kol HaTayr Kula? How you ever, if Shavu Kesef is Ki Kesef? As we try to say, over here is a Mishnah that Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef, it's the first play. Oh, he's asking for it, Tosis didn't say it. The Miri Taka does ask it by... As Reb Chaim comes with the grace of Teres, the vice to Chayis by Mekach Umemka, Mishtokin Chidushah, with two ways of explaining it. Either it's a Svara Dika Chalois, or the Maisa doesn't shaf the Kinyan, it's the Gemira's Das. So that would be the two is Beda, the Divrei is Reb Chaim. Okay, as thus is the Kasha. Continues Taisis, Upidyan Aben, the Sidbe Kesef, Amina Le Kamon, the Rukana Shokol Sudra, the Pidyan Aben. We no longer Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef. For Taisim, by Pidyan Aben, you see Shavu Kesef is Ki Kesef, because there's a story. Rukana was a Kayan. At one time, the guy didn't have money, so he took a Sudra, he took an item of a Beget, and he did a Pidyan Aben. Frek Davni Nezer, test the Shiloh on Taisis. Frek Davni Nezer, Tosis wants to prove you could do Pidyan Aben with Shava Kesef. Why does he go to this Maisa with Rav Kahana? It's a Mishnah B'chayris, Daf Mem Tes, a Braisa on Daf Ches, before the Maisa in Rav Kahana, that you could do Pidyan Aben with the eagle. As why does he have to go to bring me a favavta maisa mit Rav Kana that he took a shudra? Kilo told the story with Rav Kana. We never saw you could do pidyon haben with shavat kesef. It's a mishnah in b'chayres, a brayis on daf ches before this maisa that you could do pidyon haben with an eagle. An eagle is a animal. Thus, reg the avni neza a shtaga kasha. On Texas. Zot Avni Neza Geschmack of Shab. The Mamish Kodis Linyan. Zot Avni Neza. The Rush says in Baba Kama Daftes Big Yusoy. Why is Shabbat Kesef Ki Kesef? Misvar. What's the Svar of Shabbat Kesef Ki Kesef? Because every Shabbat Kesef you have, you could sell it and you can make from it Kesef. You have a Gemara, you could sell the Gemara and make from it money. You have a jacket, a pen, you could sell it and make from it money. As therefore, Shabbat Kesef is Ki Kesef. As you could have learned, the reason why Shabbat Kesef is Ki Kesef is Misvara. As if you're going to ask me from an eagle, maybe over there, it's Misvara Shabbat Kesef Ki Kesef. Ab in the Gemara, Rav Kana Shokel Sudra, the Sudra was not worth 5 slices. Rav Kana took it anyway. Why? Because Rav Kana had a personal liking to sudra. He was a Talmud Chacham. The Talmud Chacham need a certain beged, as he wanted that sudra. Even though it wasn't worth 5 slayim, but he still was willing to take it as a shivui of 5 slayim, because to him, he needs a sudra. So this is a great thing. Over there, it's not shayach the svara to say shavah kesef is kekesef, because you could sell it in the street. Because if you go in the street and you want to sell a sudr, you get much, much less. As Tosis bought from Rav Kana Shokel sudr, not only to show that Shavah Kesef is Kesef, but that so is seer of Shavah Kesef, where you can't get Kesef from the Shavah Kesef, and it still works. As therefore, Tosis chose to pick a seer as a raya, that you see that Shavah Kesef works as Kesef even when it doesn't have the same value and you can't sell it for the Kesef. Oh, that's why Tosis brought the Raya from Rav Kana. Oh, Tosis is kilu earing up. Tosif is knetch to the Raya. That's why he brought it from Rav Kana. We're just going to finish till the V'yeshloim. I want to finish the question. Now I'm in the middle. Me, we're perikam, the shvu is darish klal, upadu klal. With Tzarek Lir, what do you mean? Tosis is mechadish, there's a gemara that's darish klal, upadu klal. Avad, the Tosis learned, knew the gemara before. What's he asking? The gemara over there uses the klal, upadu klal to be memayit shtaris. Taisis is saying, once there is a klal uprada klal, efshe we could use it to be marva shavah kesef ki kesef. That's the finish of Taisis. The gabi erchin tzibay kesef. Ekdash nami dekhan, gabi amai kesef, ekdash nidu b'shavah kesef, minon b'shavah kesef ki kesef. Niu begdash is nami efshe tzin and klal uprada klal, ten eshkos mikdu b'kaka, oida pam. There is a klal uprada klal to be a miyit, but maybe it's also a ribu. Abu Kedushin ve'erichin minolon deshava kesef b'kesef. Okay, let's just buy what we have. Places thought maybe it's a svara. Places brings you see by evidence, not that way. As I say, by two places, by Kedushin and erichin, how are you going to know that shava kesef is b'kesef? Okay. As I said, tomorrow we'll finish learning the places, see the marshal as well. And also, we'll see tomorrow the Mahalach of the Ramban and the Ritva, the Cholik on the Shailim Tosfos, to see what the Machlokes is in Shabbat Kesef.